Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ben Bailey with us. One show tonight, The Funny Bone. Tickets available. Check out Ben tonight at The Bone. Very funny comedian hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks, man.
And
The local bone.
The bone. And we were talking off the air, which we talked about real early in the show. Push put it up on the socials. The video of a Bigfoot in Colorado.
This is
and
shot
ben,
from
you know that area. You and Todd both know that area. I'm not sure where that area is
the
myself.
The narrow gauge railroad in southwestern Colorado, and it's really rugged country.
Like there's nothing. There's nothing out there.
Yeah, that guy's all in. He's really committed. You're right. He probably put it the suit if it is indeed a guy. And I want to believe it's Bigfoot. But if it is a guy, he put that big suit, Bigfoot suit, in a backpack, and then did a big hike.
Yeah, he's way out there.
And apparently he's really playing the long game, if that's the case, because if you go down the Twitter thread, they reference a story out of 2015 and post a picture out of 2008 where there's a Bigfoot standing, well, he's walking along the narrow gauge railroad track.
Right out in the same area, right?
Yeah, exact same area.
Okay. Well, listen, if it is a guy in a costume, he has to have the guy on the train be in cahoots with him with his phone, you know, to catch the guy. But the train's moving pretty quick, and the guy does kind of blend in down there. So what if the guy, dude, I missed you, man. Hang on, I'll go back.
Right? Yeah, that's a good point. You only have one shot at it.
One shot, and he was just kind of running around in the, I don't know what those are. They're not cactuses or whatever
brush.
They are.
Brush,
yeah. So he's just kind of running around in there. If the guy on the phone, I know me, I'd be going, I missed him. Ah, damn it, I missed him. You had to go back and
the guy's out there in the suit. Did you get it?
The other guy's like,
you're breaking up. I'm losing you.
Yeah, I know exactly. Oh, I lost you. Damn it.
Right, yeah. Tyler, I think it's okay to say that nobody would have given you the job of camera guy in the first place.
No, not at all.
No, that's
they
not
wouldn't
at
have
all.
Trusted you.
No.
I don't want
no.
to be the Bigfoot guy either. That would suck worse than
Do
being camera guy.
Do you have the Twitter thread up? Because the other picture has the train in the photo. Oh. So they're on the opposite side. They're looking at, there's the camera guy, there's
right.
Bigfoot, and
then
there's
the train's in the background.
There's a train
there.
In the background, and, you know, the train runs up against the mountains.
Oh, I didn't know that one. I thought it looked like to me.
There's a different one. That's the older video, or just a picture.
Angle. Yeah. And that picture is from 2008.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay, got it. What was that? Where'd that camera come from?
I don't know.
It's like he's just out there with him.
Yeah, he's out there with him. He's just buddy with him.
Yeah. You know? And they were like, let's try to get it from the train.
Right.
It'll be more realistic.
And it
took him 16 years to get it right.
He missed them like every time. Yeah. Oh, man. She asked me if I wanted a drink. I turned around.
Yeah. Photo taken.
Sorry, man.
2008, and it surfaced again in 2015. And it looks like he's walking along a creek here.
The guy's got the suit, and he just goes out there and hopes that somebody on the train catches the, you know.
He does, but that's why I think he had to have somebody planted in there.
Somebody was on the train there. Yeah. They were in cahoots.
Yeah. With the Bigfoot guy. That's how they do
just like
days.
That expression, in cahoots.
Yeah, I love it's cahoots, too. I never say that.
What does
that
mean?
Cahoots, man.
Well, those guys in
that's
cahoots.
How Bigfoot would talk, don't you think?
They're in Colorado.
But Puss had a good point that it does
Colorado.
Look like
cahoots,
the hairy...
Colorado, yeah.
It looks like Harry the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons.
It bears a striking resemblance. Yeah,
but then Nick had a good point. Well, Harry and the Hendersons, the costume existed because it looks like Bigfoot.
Right. It may have been modeled after the real Bigfoot.
Which came first.
Yeah. Chicken egg, right.
Yeah, it's the chicken egg Bigfoot thing.
It is a very big forehead costume.
The common chicken egg Bigfoot thing. Right, Ben. Exactly.
Is it true that Bigfoots are hatched? Or hatched from eggs?
I don't know.
What's the plural? Is it Bigfoots or Big Feet?
Big Fi?
These are all good questions.
Big Fi.
The answer to these questions and many more.
A very special episode of the show.
We all know who has researched Bigfoot. That would be Bobcat.
Bobcat.
So Bobcat might be
Goldthwait?
On top.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
Ben, the other Bobcat.
Yeah.
Gold Farb.
Yeah, the other Bobcat that we love on the show.
Bobcat,
yeah.
Gold Farb.
The other Bobcat. Yeah, Gold Farb, what he always talks about.
Gold Farb.
Yeah, Bobcat, an atheist who believes in Bigfoot. I love that. Well, I'm kind of like, I'm with Bob on that one.
But he even did a movie, didn't he?
It's a great, scary movie, man. It's a really cool movie.
Yeah, Willow Creek.
Willow Creek.
Willow Creek.
Bobcat made?
Yes.
About Bigfoot?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check that out.
It's really good.
It's called Willow Creek.
Yeah. It's Blair Witch-ish.
It's Blair Witch-ish, and it's just a great movie.
It's about a couple that goes camping in Northern California.
He went up and worked and
check that out.
Did a kind of a little mini docu up in Washington
there was a little
State.
Bit
of,
yeah, like some
he
sort of Bigfoot there, convention, wasn't it?
Right. He went to the convention.
Oh, this is not the movie, because the movie was Northern California.
Right. Yeah.
And it was kind of a documentary, too, because he talked to some locals about Bigfoot.
It's a great movie. Ben,
I'm gonna check it out. Yeah,
you'll like it.
I love Bobcat too.
Yeah, so do we. And he's an old friend, and it's great.
He's
and you're
a
right.
Gem.
The movie's excellent.
It's a great guy.
But yeah, check out the Bigfoot in Colorado. We just put it on our socials earlier this morning. If you haven't seen it yet,
I had seen it already. It just popped up on my feed on something yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, but and it definitely catches your eye. Like,
have you seen this one?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't seen the older one.
The one from a different angle. I just sent it to you, boys. I got to know where the camera was in that instance.
It really catches
the original
your eye.
Time. Like it's the guy hanging out with him. That's what it was.
Something it strikes you as a real video, right? Like
something
about the way they did it. It looks legit. Even though it's Bigfoot, it can't be. But something feels like they did a good job of it.
We need
the story of the Bigfoot couple that never leaves each other's side.
That's how it started. That guy, for the first 13 years of his marriage, he never left his wife's side, and then he decided to be a Bigfoot after that and live out in the woods, in the mountains by himself, and never see her again ever.
I would probably forgive that behavior in the animal kingdom.
He's that guy.
You're hunting together. You're living outside. Of course, you're together all the time.
Right. Bigfoots are inseparable.
Yeah.
Right.
Inseparable. Big feet.
Bigfoots.
Bigfoots are inseparable.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I don't know. I wish it was true. No, I wish Bigfoot existed. I think it'd be the coolest thing. It's the same thing with aliens. Didn't the Mexican government say, "Hey, here's the aliens," and they got their bodies and they showed videos, and everybody went, "Nah." But it was the Mexican government that did it.
Yeah, and our own government is like writing legislation about it.
Right.
Like, honestly, it's not that surprising to me. Like,
we don't believe stuff unless we actually see it, and then when we see it, we don't believe it. People go, that's got to be fake. Well, why is it got to be fake?
Right.
But if there's not full disclosure, that just leads to speculation.
Yeah, with Bigfoot or aliens.
Rampant speculation, as we're doing here today.
Yeah. I think maybe Bigfoot is connected with the aliens somehow.
They're in cahoots.
They're coming here to see him.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
If Bigfoot was real, it wouldn't take long for it to be sad where he's just like in a zoo. In a cage, just a sad Bigfoot. Everybody's walking by and looking
reading,
at him.
He's just sitting in a
you mean
in
what
an enclosure.
What happened to Harry?
Yeah.
Is that how that ends?
There was some captivity in there.
Hey, spoiler alert. Come on. I've never watched the whole movie.
Well, that's on you. It's a classic.
Well, I thought you were a kid when it came out,
one
right?
One of John Lithgow's finest works.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't play Harry.
No, he's Mr. Henderson. Yeah, he's Mr. Henderson.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that you were a kid when it came out, right?
Oh, Plus, yeah.
That's the reason I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I was not a kid. But is it good?
Spoiler alert. I have fond memories of it from my childhood.
I'm sure
yes.
you do, man. All right.
Harry kills them all in the end. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it ends in a bloody rampage.
It's a comedy until the end. It's weird, man. Yeah,
it takes a twist. You don't see it coming.
He kills them all and eats them.
you don't see it coming.
Like, he's a good guy. They convinced the local townspeople that he's actually decent. and then he murders all of them.
That would be the best ending of that movie. Just
they'll make a version
kids.
Like that.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't rebooted Harry and the Hendersons yet. That's a classic that I'm sure they've
well,
thought
then
about.
It became a TV show after that.
Isn't it the same guy that played the
Predator? It was a sitcom after that. Yeah.
Yeah, same dude. Briefly.
What'd you say, Ben?
I said the guy that plays Harry is the same guy that was the Predator, isn't it?
Oh, because he's a big dude?
I don't know.
The giant guy in the suit.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, I think we're joking. I thought maybe he was just cast as like, this guy's great in a costume.
Wow, right. This thing
bring
went
in Harry.
Well, he's really big. I think he passed away, the guy, but he was like, he's like 6'10".
Yeah, and he wears those costumes in those movies, right?
I think he played both of them.
That
Which,
movie,
by the way, what a great movie
what,
that
what
is.
What year's the movie, Puss?
The series went three seasons and 72 episodes.
Yeah, there was a series.
72 episodes.
From 91 to 93, 72 episodes.
Wow.
Who played Lithgow's role? Do you recognize the actor?
Bruce Davison?
Oh, I know that guy. You know him.
Oh, yeah.
You know
he's him, I recognize
right?
him,
he's
yeah.
Familiar face for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And did the same guy who was Harry, was
get
he
to play
in
him in the sitcom?
There's like three different people listed as
three different people played Harry.
It was a taxing job.
Kevin Peter Hall, I believe, is the guy you were talking about, Ben.
Yeah, that sounds right.
7'2". Also portrayed the Predator in the franchise.
Even taller than I thought 7 foot.
But help push in the movie. Does Bigfoot talk in that movie?
Yeah, he kind of he makes noises, but not speech.
Okay. How do they find him? Like I said, I won't watch this. You can give it away to me.
They're on a train trip through Colorado.
Well, it's set in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle.
Yeah, Harry.
Right. And like the family's out in the woods in outside Seattle,
and I think they hit him with their car.
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
They hit him with the car. Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to the map here.
So he had to stick around and make sure the insurance claim.
Again, the highest concentration of Bigfoot sightings, Pacific Northwest, specifically Western Washington State.
You're looking at a map of Bigfoot sightings?
Yeah, these are Bigfoot sightings. There's been a Bigfoot sighting in every state, at least one. Wow. And it looks like any number around Wichita.
But, like, so many way up there. Look at that.
Yeah.
But, like you would expect, when they hit Harry with the car and they got to take him home, and then hilarity ensues.
Right.
You know?
And just strap him to the hood?
Yeah, kind of.
And strip him for parts? Okay.
They take him home because they realize that, we think we killed this. Oh, he's not dead. Oh, now he's a pet. And then he kills them all.
Then he kills them.
And yet, with all those sightings, they have never found a Bigfoot skeleton.
No bone or nothing. No, that's why it doesn't
exist. No remains, and that's why the critical thinker in me says, maybe he's not real.
Well, just Bigfoots just disappear when they die, though.
The bones evaporate.
I think they must.
Yeah. Just gone.
Yeah. Maybe they decompose quickly.
Maybe they combust.
Or the aliens.
They just shoot into space. Yeah.
Yeah. Become aliens.
Yeah. I think we figured it out.
Isn't there a theory that the other Bigfoots collect the bodies and take care of the remains?
That's how the Bigfoot enthusiasts try to get around why weren't there any bodies, because they take them to certain areas and you never find them.
Yeah.
When a Bigfoot dies, they have funeral pyre stuff and it's all kinds of weird crap.
Kind of like Star Wars. Thing.
Yeah.
Obviously,
put
them
on a raft for a Bigfoot.
And light them on fire.
The Bigfoot is not averse to rough terrain.
That's true. That seems to be true.
We make fun of Bigfoot all the time, and there's one guy that emails us all the time because he totally believes it. He gets so pissed at us because,
surprisingly silent today.
Because we're starting to believe now. Yeah. I think he's not yelling at us as much.
He's got a Bigfoot enthusiast.
A couple of them.
Oh,
yeah. That think he's real.
But Bobcat is the biggest one we know.
Yeah.
Bobcat really loves him, huh?
Yeah.
He thinks it's true.
Followed it.
He is a believer.
Big time.
Check out the movie. Yeah. Bobcat's Bigfoot is not a good guy either, though, apparently.
No.
Oh, no.
He's not giving anything away.
It's a horror film.
Not giving anything away.
He's kind of
mean. Spoiler alert.
They end up living together, he and Bobcat, right? Bobcat's inseparable. They spend every minute together.
I don't think he's in the movie, is he?
No.
No, no.
No, Bob's not in this one. He's not in this one. He's not in this one.
Oh, no, no. When they do the documentary scenes where he's talking to the lady outside the store, somewhere outside of Redding, California, he's in there. He's in interviewing
Interviewer.
Yeah. Oh, he is. Okay.
But not in Willow Creek.
But not one of the actors. Yeah, that's Willow Creek.
The real Ben.
Yes.
Yeah.
The real BenBailey.com is the website to check out all Ben's stuff he's got going on, including his tour dates.
Stream the show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's on our website.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hopefully this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts. Or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.